I'll leave it to today. Colby, Nolan, Jordan, all come through with their RBI hits for you. That game looks exactly, a lot of that game seems like it looks the same, because in this case, you get those hits from those guys that get that game to deal with.
No doubt. And they did a really nice job. Walker starting it off with the diving play. We talked a lot about him working quite a bit in the outfield with Willie, and that was a nice way to start that game. But then big homer at the end right there. He missed a couple in the zone today. He was fairly frustrated with, and then didn't miss that last one. But to get Goldie and Nolan to do what they did as well, that was a big part of the game. So it was fun to watch.
The play he makes in the first inning, that's a little bit more of an instinct.
Yeah, there's just a lot more confidence in that first step and just trusting what he's seeing rather than the hesitation and making sure and having some type of hesitation in there. So, yeah, I mean, he's starting to get more and more comfortable, but it's looking better.
He's down in the count, 0-1, 98 miles an hour on the inside corner. Like, can you talk about the difficulty of getting that pitch the way it is?
Yeah, that bullpen is real. The arms that come out of that pen in the back end are pretty good. And for him to do that against Dominguez there, that was a big swing. And he missed a couple up in the zone earlier in the game against Walker, and he was pretty frustrated. But he got a hold of that one for sure. Yeah, man, we all have a kind of memory bank that we draw from. When it comes to experience, and you look at, and this is what we've talked about as a club, man, like continue to play as if we were in the playoffs, as if we were actually chasing this, because your mind doesn't know any different. And I think you guys would agree that the guys have played extremely hard, regardless of where we are in the standing. So you draw from that when you go into next year and you know that you've been in that situation where you're tied late in the game and you can come through, you draw from that and you gain confidence from it and you build on it. So the more at-bats he gets in those situations, the better off we'll be.
A lot of coaches, managers say they don't truly know a guy until they manage him, coach him for a year. What does Walker's talent affirm to you? Is it, you know, that he's on this path to be great?
He's definitely on a path to be great. He's going to help us win for a long time. But his skill set matched with his aptitude and overall personality just lend itself to continue to develop well. He cares and he wants it. And certain guys just want to win, and he's got that in him. Win has that in him. So just seeing him up here for the last several weeks, he's got that hunger. Doesn't care about his own stats. He's truly happy. He can go for four and we win a ball game, and he's a pretty happy dude. So that's good to see. Yeah.
The top of the eighth finds Canyon Turner. How does that play out for you matchup?
Yeah, I went with what I felt was the better arm and not so much the matchup. I feel like King could locate. He can get the changeup where he wants it, and I felt comfortable with it, so we stuck with him. That was a big out for King there. I mean, some ground balls get through, some swinging bunts. Gio, same thing, comes in, gets a swinging bunt. So it's just tough to defend some of that. But at the end of the day, I felt like King could make a pitch, and thankfully he did.
Is there anything to wanting to see him in that spot and putting him in a position where maybe Floyd, and see what that looks like?
Yeah, I think we've done that a decent amount, though. We kind of have an idea of his ability to keep his poise and not let the game speed up. It was more so trusting him making a pitch there. Yeah. It depends. If there's several days that go by where we haven't used him and he just needs to get in a game, that could be a situation where we use him even if it's not a safe situation. Yeah.
On out with a couple of big hits today.
And big plays.
Really nice, yeah. Defensive plays. A guy that, you know, he talked about coming hard on himself at times. How big is a day like this for him to maybe even loosen up a little bit on himself?
Yeah, it helps because he is hard on himself. There's no one that's going to hold him more accountable than Nolan holds himself accountable. And he wants to be great, and he shows up every day and he's working at it. And things haven't gone his way as of late. As far as offensively, he's been wanting to do more and he's frustrated, but this is a guy that competes really well. And on the defensive side, he made some plays today that no other third baseman makes. So yeah, hopefully we can build off that. Yeah, I felt like he was in the zone quite a bit. Obviously, don't love the three walks, but that one inning with the bunt and then the double play was kind of just wasn't great. He made his pitch, could have got out of the inning, but at the end of the day, I thought the slider was better underneath the zone. Got some swing and miss with that, about a 50% whiff rate with that pitch, so that was good. But eliminating the three walks could be helpful, one hit batter as well.
How do you think Matthew
Liberatore has improved himself over the bullpen? I've liked it. We've talked a decent amount about it as a staff, and he's done a really nice job of coming in and just taken to that role. He knows he's going to come in, have a kind of face four to five batters type thing and just get after it rather than having to navigate a lineup two to three times. And I've liked what we've seen. He's done a really nice job in that role. Yeah.
How different will tomorrow night feel? How excited are you to see that scene tomorrow night without him?
I can't wait. And I'll be honest, navigating this game was you're constantly thinking about what you're going to have available for the next day. So as you're managing this game, you're thinking about how do I get through it and give ourselves the best chance to win tonight? And then what the heck am I going to have available tomorrow? You know, so we'll see how the guys recover, but I hope to have a lead and be able to close it out.